Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Soccer matters.
To Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro, remate y el gol! ¡Gol de oro! ¡Gol de oro! ¡Gol de Oribe!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. By the way, 713-322-HURT is the number to call them. 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. Quick word here for Advantage BMW in Midtown. You seek the performance and find luxury at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Go down there, see my friends Justin, Steven. At Advantage BMW in Midtown, you experience premier service tailored for you. The excellence is expected at Advantage BMW. It isn't just offered. Okay, that's right across the board there. Service Center is dedicated to putting your time first. So if you're somebody who doesn't have a lot of time, Service Center works for you. Incredible sales team can help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned, or pre-owned vehicle. So get down there. Advantage BMW Midtown, they're big supporters of soccer. We've done live shows there. Go see Justin and Steven. Discover something special. Discover your hometown Advantage at San Jacinto and Gray or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Advantage BMW in Midtown. All right, here's part two as Kenny Bundy rejoins us. New England Revolution coming up Tuesday night. We'll have that on AT&T Sportsnet for you. That's one you're going to want to tune into. Okay, how about a little bit on New England, Kenny?
Yeah, Bruce Arena. Obviously, a lot of very seasoned players, very structured team. You know, they rely a lot on the quality and the creativeness of their attacking group. I think that they've had some results that will make this an edgy game. It'll make it an edgy team. They're going to come out and understand how important this game in this week, based on what happened at Red Bull, means to the club. So we feel like we're going to get them coming after us. Now, the way that they do that is different. They kind of sit in that medium block and they look to catch you on the counter and use some of those players. But I think it's a game that really suits some of the things that we've tried to talk about. We just had line meetings with the guys after training, and we talked through each line of the team on ways we can exploit them. And then obviously things that we need to watch out for. But, you know, Bruce does a really good job of motivating guys as well. He's a motivator of men. So I know that coming in here, even though it's away, they're going to be hungry to jump on us early.
Kenny Bundy joining us here. You know, I saw something written that I thought, you know, was naive to me. And it was, oh look, nothing has changed from the Dynamo based on this game. What do you say to that?
Again, nothing has changed. To be honest, I don't know if that's referring to the roster or if that's referring to the result, but I saw a change at the end of the game when we went down to 10 men and we had to play 5 minutes of the first half and 51 minutes of the second half. And at the end of the game, you know, you get a nil-nil draw and guys are falling over. And as they're falling over because they're exhausted, they're hugging each other. And the supporters section behind them is, you know, chanting and cheering and excited. So not all circumstances are going to get, are going to allow you to do exactly what you want to see. I mean, look, we got to play. The guys didn't have a true opportunity to implement some of the changes that we had made, some of the little nuances, because we're down a man. But what they did is they rolled their sleeves up at halftime. They looked each other in the face and they said, okay, we're going to leave here with the result. And the one thing that I think, you know, we talked about proactive soccer. We were down a man, and to be honest, we should have gotten 3 points. We came at that game in the second half knowing, and I said this at halftime, we will have three or four opportunities to go and score a goal. You have to trust me that you will have that, but this means we have to defend, and it means that we're going to have to suffer together. And at the end of the game, it's, to me, that didn't look like some of the results that they had. And that goes credit to the guys. That's credit to those players.
Now, you guys, without a doubt, were the better team in the second half. You created the better chances. There is no doubt about it. The fact that Matias Vera got sent off, does that play into your mindset of, hey, listen, this really defined things for us simply? Because a lot of times we do see the definition of tactics after a sending off. It becomes pretty clear in a lot of ways what the mission is. I know there's subtleties to it, but did that help maybe – you know, boost you guys to what I think is a better performance in the second half with 10 men.
Yeah. It's funny because we knew the first half and the first part of the first half was going to be the players trying to find a way into some of the things that we had asked them to do. We knew it. We knew it was going to be great all the time, but I prepped them for that. I said, you know, we have to be patient. We have to understand. Tony, it's funny. Tony's on the bench and he's got his iPad, and my style of coaching is, obviously, I think you said it best, I'm hunting that box, right? I'm in the game. And I turn around and I say, hey, Tony, write this down. This is a halftime talk. Hey, Tony, get this clip. Hey, Tony, call up. Okay, we want to see this at halftime. Write this down. So he's got a whole page of notes. And then we have the sending off. We bring the guys over. And I told him, 5 minutes. Work for 5 minutes. And we will make sure we get you prepared for the second half. And it's great because you look in their faces and they go, okay, first chunk of time is 5 minutes. As we were walking in, I said, Tony, you can just delete all of those notes because everything's about to change. You know, so you've done all this work to go, okay, you know, halftime, we're going to make this adjustment. And then it's like, yeah, you can just scrap that. And
yeah, exactly.
The great thing is it does define tactics, because our meeting before we met with the players was two questions. It was this shape or this shape. Give everybody's opinion. This is what I'm leaning towards. Everybody agreed on that. This player, this player, this player, this player. Perfect. All right, let's go and let's prep. The message to the guys was, no one's going to feel sorry for you. No victim mentality. We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to roll our sleeves up. We're going to fight for each other. We're going to create our chances, and we're going to go and get points. And it did make it a little bit, I think when they feel that confidence, that we are confident that this is just an obstacle. It's not necessarily – people always talk about obstacles and they want to go around them, right? But a lot of times the obstacle is the path. So we have to go through it. And I think that message was really important to the guys, and you could see it in their faces. And I said this in the press conference, leaving that locker room, the noise in that locker room gave me confidence that they believed in themselves.
Anybody joining us here, Kenny, I know this is extended a little bit here, but you know, just for the person that's outside who doesn't get into the sanctity of a locker room, how much actual showing of footage and video is there at a very brief halftime with players?
You have to be very clear in not overwhelming them with too much information. You know, you got to think, these guys, they're not only elite athletes, but they have to be very mentally tuned in. And anybody that's done anything that takes a lot of brain power, that takes a toll on your body as well. So we want to be very clear. So I may have 7 or 8 clips that I want to show, and I may show 0. But the fact is that there's opportunity to pull individual players aside and say, hey, you know, this is a movement that we didn't project. See this movement. And it's 10 seconds just to prime them for what they're seeing. They've seen it and they know it, but it's just making sure that they're aware of it. So you may do all of this work through the first half, and this is why support staff is so important. And we may use none of it, because you really want to define halftime to maximum 3 points. If you're really good and the game is the way you want it to go, 2 points. And those, a lot of it is refreshers. Hey, this is what we need to focus on, or continue to focus on, or be aware of. So in that locker room, people have to realize, you have 15 minutes, but you still have to walk in and walk out. You still have to hydrate and get your nutrition. So there's a lot of chaos in there. And as the more organized we are as a staff, the more information we can get in a way that is calm. It's calm information. And then right when we go out, we jack the intensity back up, and it's ready to go and fight.
Kenny, this is a yes or no. Are players playing for contracts?
Yes.
Okay, that's all we need. Okay. Kenny, that was a great interview. We really appreciate it. We thank you very much for coming on, as always, and how open you are. And you're taking us into some really great areas with the team. And thank you so much. We wish you the best of luck again against the New England Revolution. And congratulations on getting your first one under your belt.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for all the work you do.
All right, that's Kenny Bundy there, interim coach of the Houston Dynamo. They take on the New England Revolution tomorrow night. He goes up against the master and the legend of Major League Soccer, U.S. national team, Bruce Arena. And tomorrow night, desperate game for the New England Revolution trying to get in the playoffs. The Dynamo want to win out this year. You heard it from their interim manager, Kenny Bundy. We'll take a break here. Reminder, LeMondBrands.com. Get your Soccer Matters t-shirts. All the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity that provides scholarships to cancer patients and awareness fundraising. It is LeMondBrands.com. We'll take a break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Sanchez. Here's one. Played with Tigres Sanchez. Oh! That is spectacular. Jumping off the left foot of Maria Sanchez. She has done that with Tigres in Mexico. She has done it tonight for the Houston Dash. A much-needed goal here. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Let's get a quick word in here for our newest sponsor. It is Kobo's down in Edo. Now, this is a great place to go before Houston Dynamo and Dash games, Astros games, Texans games, Rockets, really. But I'm hoping the soccer crowd will start going in there because this is a great spot. Kobo's in Edo. It's in the shadows of PNC Stadium and Minute Maid. It's owned by H-Town proud Raul Jacobo. Now, Raul's a great story. It resonates with me because he had a food truck. He's taken the food truck and his recipes into a big open space, clean as a whistle. You can eat off the floor. This is going to be a place to watch World Cup 2022. But again, get in there before Dynamo and Dash games. 14 crystal clear monitors. You're not going to have the problem of, you know, an unplugged monitor, fuzzy. These monitors are crystal clear. He makes sure they're on. You ask for a game, you're going to get it on there. Now let's talk the food and drink. The best in smoked barbecue quesadillas, birria quesadillas, smoked pork belly. Oof, so delicious. Variety of cocktails, the large beer selection, Kobo's in Edo. Get down there, say hello to Raul. It is going to be a big, big spot for World Cup 2022. All right. 1-1 was the final score between the Houston Dash and Angel City. We saw a spectacular goal from Maria Sanchez, and their head coach joins us right now, Juan Carlos Amoros. Well, Carlos, let's just quickly go into last night, the 1-1 draw. I know you've targeted 4 points, three games to go. You get the better chances in this one. Let's get some initial thoughts from you on the game.
Yeah, well, I thought the game plan and the players executed really well, but games are, as we've said before, won and lost in the boxes. I think definitely created enough to score some more goals and the goal and the way we conceded it. I think the girl started run offside and we do a terrible mistake at the back and then we drew 1-1. One of those days. But I'm still happy because as a coach you look at the overall performance. I think the team did a lot of the stuff that we work on. So we just need to keep pushing. It's not gonna be easy. It was a direct opposition. It's another point. So this is the game.
Juan Carlos Amoros joining us, head coach of the Houston Dash. You made it very clear, though, before the game that you guys had to be clinical. You had to take your chances. And boy, did you get a lot of chances. Not only did you create your own, but, you know, your pressing game also gave you a lot of very good opportunities to score goals.
Yeah, I think it wasn't only the chances. I think we recovered the ball a lot in situations where we could have hurt them a little bit more, and certain mistakes didn't allow us to capitalize on them. And we knew that the transitions were going to be something that we had to have under control. And I think we did. Like, if you look at the goal, like, it was something that it will haunt us, no? But it's still part of the game. So the team reacted again really well. Players coming off the bench also had their chances. It was just one of those, no? If maybe one of those chances go in at the end, we're talking about a different game. But I think, again, the heart, the desire, the players keep pushing forward, going for a win. I think that's the Houston dust that we want to build on, no?
1-1 draw with Angel City FC, and of course, the Houston Dash looking to make the playoffs for the first time ever under the new Spanish head coach, Juan Carlos Amoros. Okay, do you expect people when they come back from international duty maybe not to be hitting all cylinders based on what they went through, whether they played games, whether they just trained? Is that something you expect?
Yeah, we prepare for that. We prepare the whole week around making sure those players were going to be at their best. We could see that physically they look good, no? Especially Sophie, Prince, and Ebony, who are the players that I studied. And I think that plan worked well. They felt fine. And then, so happy on that side of things. And then it was a question of making sure that we could be a bit more clinical. We couldn't, but the players look good, you know.
Maria Sanchez had a spectacular goal last night off her left foot. And, you know, in many cases, people kind of look at her as a distributor. Are you going to urge her to try and score more goals and attempt, you know, things from longer range like this with the power and accuracy she has?
Yeah, well, Head and Alozi, they went on international duty as well, but they came back, like, they only went to here to the States, so it's always easier. And then regarding Maria, I think that it's a player that we want her to trust in her ability to keep growing. She definitely has that long-range shot as well on her locker. Like yesterday, obviously, we prepared a set piece for her to be able to execute maybe a bit farther than what we wanted, but then it was over. Funny enough, it was the shot that we took from the longer distance and it was the one that went in. So you never know where the goals are hiding. But when you got players of her ability, you need to give them the platform and you need to give them, you know, that confidence that they can do it. And now it will be one of those goals that become trending topic and stuff, because it was fantastic. And it's, you know, those moments, those wow moments, those details that we want to produce. No?
Yeah, it was a spectacular moment for sure. All right. So, you know, through your lens, you've coached at Spurs, you've helped promote a team, you've coached in Spain with Real Betis. I mean, you're seeing different styles of football, emphasis on different things in different countries. You've called the NWSL the best women's league in the world. Now that you've gotten a few games under your belt and you're here and you're in amongst it, what have you learned personally as a coach?
Well, I think it's I think the first thing is, how important are transitions here? I think that, you know, there's not many teams that actually dominate possession. There is a lot of transitions, so you have to be ready to execute them well and to defend them well, to be intelligent around those concepts. I think it's very important. And I think as well is how equal every game is. You know, I think that in Spain there was always, or in England as well, there are, you know, teams propose you completely different things from one week to another one. But here, because everything is so equal, every team tries to dominate games, every team that, you know, it's never, there's never like a really like a favorite against a team that is at the bottom. So that makes the games really even, and it's a different way of preparation. No? Like you could see this week, I think Washington was like the second bottom, beat the team that is top of the table, that in Spain or in England, where I come from, it's impossible. It just doesn't happen. Like they don't, those top teams, they won't lose against the second bottom in the league. No, I think that is something that as a coach is exciting, because, you know, you can, it keeps you on your toes and it keeps you motivated every the week. So really enjoying that side of things.
Is that because of the inequality of investment in places like Spain and England?
Sorry?
Is that because of the inequality of investment in teams? Like the bigger teams are putting money into the women's game and maybe a lot of teams are not?
Yeah, I think that in there is a massive difference between budgets. There is a massive difference, not only the budget and the quality of the players you have, but what the resources the clubs put into the players. I think things like even the way of traveling, the facilities, what the support, the staff they go around them. You know what I mean? Like when you give the players the best platform to succeed, they're going to reach a different level. So on top of that, if you got the best players and you give them the best platform and another team straight away don't have the best players and then you don't give them the best platform, then your chances are even lower. No? So I think that here is very even. Obviously, there are some teams with some little bit better roster. There are some teams with a little bit of a weaker roster, but it's definitely really even. So yeah, really, I really enjoy that side of things. And I think the fans do enjoy that as well.
Juan Carlos Zamoros, he's the head coach of the Houston Dash, looking for their first ever playoff appearance. Last night, a 1-1 draw with Angel City. Now, let's go back to the transition game, because that's interesting, and I like that you say that, because it is very evident and clear. Does that mean you have to coach the team differently? And obviously, that's an area of the game you have to look at a little bit more over here in the NWSL, right, as opposed to Spain or England.
Yeah, obviously you always coach those things. It's just that here they happen so often that you need to make sure that your team is ready and knows how to behave on those even more. So in terms of the offensive, is how we can exploit those with spaces, attacking different channels, but especially being a team that I believe that regaining the ball as close to the box is effective, then you need to work a lot in what happens when you don't do it, be intelligent with your fouls, probably something that we didn't do really well yesterday, but then the positioning of the goalkeeper, how you manage the back line, I think all those points are very important, and I think there are things that we can see in our team growing. I think the guys are managing the line fantastically well, as I said before. Like obviously yesterday was that mistake, but the girl that actually makes the run, she's offside like at the beginning of it, because Kate is, you know, like managing that line really well, but there is no VAR, so you just need to get on with things. And yeah, it's an interesting side of things as a coach, definitely.
Juan Carlos Zamoros joining us here on Soccer Matters, presented by Daspit Law. Okay, I look at this league and I say, we're not doing enough to star build the players. These are world-class athletes. They've won gold medals. They've won World Cups. I mean, I'm looking at your roster. You've got international caliber players that have done amazing things that are at the top of the soccer world. Mm-hmm. I don't think we do enough in this league to promote them as footballers, as players that can accomplish the nuances of the game. And I mean, simply watching Maria Sanchez last night was five-star entertainment, right? Taking people on. This is what we love.
Yeah, that's what I do. No, like I think that, you know, the coaches maybe have a different approach. I want my players to be able to express themselves, to go 1v1, to, you know, to play that kind of exciting football that I believe.
Like a true Spaniard, right? Like a true Spaniard.
That's what I believe. Like, that's what I like as a fan, you know. And at the same time, I think it's a way to win that you can exploit, that you can win in football. You can see through history. You can win in a lot of approaches to the game. I just enjoy like that. My team is a team that whatever win or lose is exciting, and I believe that if we do it well, we can be winners and we can be exciting. You know, I think that's the key. I have to say that, yeah, maybe we don't do enough, but there is a lot of people pushing and it's growing. I think the league, but especially, you know, at this time, the Houston Dash is really pushing. I think maybe having more teams in the league, having more people being able to approach those, you know, having that contact with, you know, those at the end of the day, they are, how I would say, like symbols of people to look up, not the players for young male and female players that want to become professional. So I think that having more of those people around and having more exposed and the more you expose and the more it's growing. But I think, to be honest, like, I think the US is probably at the head of it. Is that enough? You know, maybe that's a question that we need to all look at ourselves, and there's a lot of people pushing behind the scenes to make sure that it is enough. So yeah, I'm really happy with how we approach it here, but there is always room for improvement.
Juan Carlos Zamoros, head coach of the Houston Dash. We're talking NWSL now. I'm really hoping that Austin or Dallas will get a team here so that there can be a local rival for the Houston Dash, which I think could rise two franchises, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that would be fantastic. You know, I think the more teams that there are in the league, the better. The more close rivalries, the more fans are going to be involved, the more exciting the game is going to be. So I think that Dallas or Austin create a franchise, it will be brilliant. It will be brilliant for the state of Texas. It will be brilliant for the soccer here, and it will be brilliant for the league, because that's something that maybe we are missing, that compared to Europe, where I was really used to, you know, like Spurs and Arsenal, Betis and Seville, those were games that, oh my God, it was like a different story. And I think having that on the women's side, it will be definitely very, very exciting.
All right, last one before I let you go, and this is probably a longer answer, maybe not. So you got a new GM, Alex Singer. I had an opportunity to meet her last night. Wonderful person. Really looking forward to seeing her contributions. The future of player development for women in this country, do you think it'll follow the Major League Soccer model and younger players will begin to get signed to full-time contracts at some point? Is there enough finances for that, or is that way out?
My opinion is, I think it will happen. It is, you know, like young players coming into the league at the age they are coming in, 22, 23, I think it's too late for their development. The college scheme, don't get me wrong, is fantastic, but you don't learn the same competing against Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Sophie Smith, that what you do at college level. You know, like I think that experiences for 4 or 5 years and knowing the highs and lows of professional soccer is something that it really pushes you. I think that in there has to be probably a lot of restructures, you know, like young academies in the clubs. There has to be like a restructure of the competition, maybe on the second tier, you know, what is in the MLS, is the MLS Next Pro, all that stuff. You know, I think that will be something that maybe will happen, but the system of colleges so far is fantastic. It's produced some of the best players. The resources and what they have is brilliant. I just think that they are missing that competition against like senior players, and they are missing games. I think the season is too short. You can play only for 3 months and stop them playing for a little bit. You know, like you need to play consistently through the year to get the maximum of it. So I don't know. Let's see where it all unveils. It's an ongoing process, a very exciting one with a lot of people involved and especially with a lot of talent. So let's see what the decisions are made, and we will see, because definitely the talent that is in the US is probably the best in the world because of the amount of people and the amount of women that play here and how big the sport is. So it's something definitely to stay at the front in the world, how it's been the last few years.
Juan Carlos, you've made a big impact on this team very quickly, but you also must feel like you've got a really high ceiling of possibility. That's got to be incredibly exciting.
Yeah, like, I think that for me, it's not only about the present, it's about the future, and it's about the legacy. I talk about that on my first few days. I really hope to be here for a long time because I really believe this project is going to be a winner, but at the same time, I want to leave a big legacy, and I think this is the club that is going in the direction I want it to be in, the passion, as you mentioned, Alex, Jessica, really pushing Ted, the owner, like everyone is really, really behind the scenes doing a lot of work to make sure that we make the Houston Dash the best it can be. At the moment, we are, as you said, in that position. We want to make the playoffs for the first time, but the ambition is even bigger than that, so yeah, it has to be won on the grass, as I normally say, and we can do everything off it to make sure that everyone is as ready as possible to achieve those targets. No?
Last one before I let you go. I know you got a very busy day. Why women's football over men's football?
Well, for me, I don't see it like that. I see like football, just my career is just take me into the women's side of things. I really enjoy it. The last 11, 12 seasons, for me, they are professional athletes at the highest level. I've worked with men as well, especially with the Spurs and some clubs before. And I think the real equality will come when we don't talk anymore about women's soccer or men's soccer. We just talk about soccer. You know, I think that's the key. Obviously, it's different, but it's the same that it's different when it's, you know, Spanish people or people from Belgium or younger, older. Like, it's the sport. And then is giving the players the best platform, the staff the best platform to for the fans to enjoy it. And it did for me. It doesn't matter really the sex that you coach or the sex that plays is the game I love and it's my passion. So I really enjoy doing it whatever sex the players are. So not really a preference on one or the other.
Juan, thank you so much. Juan Carlos Amoros, best of luck in your continued 3 more matches in the NWSL. Get the Houston Dash into the playoffs. And we thank you, as always, for your time and your enlightenment.
Thank you very much, Glenn. My pleasure to be with you, like always. And let's hope we really make those playoffs.
Great stuff there from the head coach of the Houston Dash, who are back in action this coming weekend. They got 3 games to go. They need to take 3 points out of the final 3. There is no panic. And they will get themselves in the playoffs for the first time ever. All right, Advantage BMW Midtown. Seek performance, find luxury at Advantage BMW in Midtown. You go down there, ask for my great friend Justin there. They've been longtime supporters of soccer in Houston. We have done live shows there. I'm in an X5. I absolutely love the vehicle, and I love the service they give me, quite frankly. You go to Advantage BMW in Midtown, you know, excellence isn't just offered, it is expected. So you hook up with the sales team, you find somebody that'll get you into that perfect new certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. You will discover something special. You will discover a hometown advantage at San Jacinto and Gray. Big soccer fans down there, Justin and Steven. Thank you, Advantage BMW in Midtown. And you know what? They're one of all these great sponsors, and I call them partners actually for this show. They have helped grow the sport of soccer, and I know them personally. There's no go-between. It's me and them. They know where to call me. They know what to expect from me. So we really thank Advantage BMW in Midtown. We'll take a break and we have more to come.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, final segment of the show tonight here in Houston on Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Next segment brought to you by our great new sponsor, Kobos and Edo. Our newest sponsor, Kobos and Edo's, in the shadows of PNC Stadium in Minute Maid Park. Now, look, if you're a Dynamo or a Dash fan and you're going pregame and you want the best smoked barbecue quesadilla you've ever had in your life, then you're going to go to Kobos. Go in there pregame. It's right in the shadows of the stadium, walking distance. Perfect spot there. It's run by Raul Jacobo. It's great open space. It's clean as a whistle inside. You can eat. I've mentioned this many times on the show. You can eat off the floor. It's going to be the place to watch World Cup 2022. There's going to be an incredible vibe there. But pre-post game for Dynamo and Dash, I'd be going there. I mean, they already get a ton of people from the Astros and Rockets and Texans. We talk food and drink there. Again, I mentioned the smoked barbecue quesadillas, but the birria quesadillas are fantastic. Smoked pork belly. They got a mix of any kind of cocktail you want, largest beer selection, and they're always running specials. It's Kobos in Edo. So get in. Watch on the 14 crystal clear monitors, Dynamo, Dash, Astros, Rockets, Texans, and all your international soccer. And look, you go in there and look, if you don't see your game on the TV, ask Raul or ask one of the staff to put soccer on the monitor because they're going to put it on. It's Kobos and Edo. Last segment of the night, Austin FC has lost 4 out of 5 now. Now, that one win in there was that magical marquee matchup when they just absolutely destroyed LAFC. So are there real questions going into this final phase of the season for Josh Wolf and company? It's a good question. I bannered it around from the Striker Texas, their beat writer for Austin FC, with Chris Bills. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Glenn. You know, just soaking up some early morning vibes here in Seattle. So it's life could be worse.
All right. Striker.com. Chris is doing a great job covering Austin FC. So, well, let's get into this one. Initial thoughts, Seattle 3-0 at Lumen Field. The worry here is it's three losses in a row now for Austin FC. Eight goals conceded in those three losses. Two in a row on the road at 3-0. Three straight road losses. Worst run of results this year. The way this league goes, and you know it as well as I do, a lot of this is about timing. How concerned are you?
Yeah, I mean, I think moderately concerned, at least. I think that Austin FC and Josh Wolf, I think, put it nicely. They seem to have lost their edge. I think they came into the season so hungry, wanting to prove that last year was sort of a fluke and that they had, you know, put all the pieces in place. And they rode that wave for so long, you know, building points. And now they're in a position where, I mean, they have the privilege of being in second place. And, you know, while they still haven't clinched a playoff spot officially, I think that they should be safely above that line. And the teams below them are fighting. They're desperate. You know, Seattle Sounders is a perfect example of that. Seattle's trying to not miss the playoffs for the first time in its history. And Austin FC came in, just kind of seemed like they were there to play another game against, you know, ninth place team in the West, and the Sounders showed up, you know, the CONCACAF Champions League Seattle Sounders. And so I think they're at this weird point where they've got to flip into playoff mode. And for whatever reason, it's taking them, you know, a few weeks to get there. And it's yet to be seen whether they'll actually get there. The good thing is, I mean, we've seen what they can do at their best. They beat LAFC 4-1, and that was, you know, that was only a couple weeks ago, Glenn. It just doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, bizarrely strange, because that was such a marquee win. That was the marquee game of the year, but it's been sandwiched around, you know, four losses in five games. And yes, moderately concerned. On the other hand, it is a little bit of a nervous tension, because we have seen how quickly MLS can punish you, especially with a playoff system. So dip in form coming now, reclaiming it is going to be the key. This is where I think Josh Wolf also is really going to have, for the first time this year, you know, another big opportunity here to manage this team, rebuild the confidence, and get them back to where they belong.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the key word, is confidence, because I think that, you know, they might be a victim of their own confidence at this point. I think it's safe to say it's because, you know, they got so, I think they maybe got a little bit too high after the LAFC win, thinking that, okay, we've made it a little bit. This is sort of, you know, staking the claim that this is an MLS Cup contender. And then they, you know, they go and face Portland and Nashville and Seattle and these teams that are desperate to get into the playoffs. And, you know, you kind of lose that edge, because those teams, they need to win. Austin FC doesn't need to win. They, you know, they would like to win, or they, you know, are ready for the playoffs, and the playoffs aren't here yet. It's a weird kind of mental space that this team finds itself in. And I think they've sort of lost track of the game by game mentality that they were so locked into for, you know, we kind of forget that this is a seven, eight months into this thing. And that's probably playing a factor too, is that, you know, just the length of the season, the fact that Sebastian Drewsi was out last night with a, you know, minor knee injury, kind of protecting him a little bit. You know, these things accumulate over a season, and they've got to find a way to get it right, and get it right quick, because they got two more matches this week.
Chris Bill, striker.com. You know, it's funny because Houston was just out there, and Hector Herrera didn't play and hasn't been. He's injured, but I don't think he would have played anyway on the artificial surface with the World Cup in Mexico in front of him. And
right,
over the years, you do see a lot of these MLS teams resting guys on the fake stuff. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them when you go to places like New England and Seattle. All right. So it's a dip in form. It's a dip in results. I get what you're saying. Mental, physical, lost the edge a little bit. But it isn't just one or two games. It's now four losses in five.
Right.
Conceding a lot of goals, which gives us a lot of bad flashbacks to last year and the struggle in transition when the ball was lost. If we look at this and we dive down deeper into playing style, physical output, mental output that Josh Wolf puts on this team, Is there any thought in your mind of, you know, this aggressive running style, pressing, you're always hyped up at home, that there's been, you know, maybe this is a team that's fatigued?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's certainly a case to be made as far as fatigue goes, just because, and, you know, the play style is one thing. I think that, you know, Josh Wolf relied on the same 11 for, I think, six straight games at one point. And they kind of mixed it up last week going to Nashville, you know, but it's still been by and large the same group that, you know, has gotten the heavy load and gotten the heavy minutes. And I do think you're starting to see a little bit of that, wear and tear. The good thing is, you know, if that is the case, if that's the big problem, yeah, you've got to get through these two matches. Luckily, they're both at home, Real Salt Lake, Nashville, Wednesday and Saturday. And then you've got almost 2 weeks off. So if that's the issue, I think that, you know, you feel a little bit better knowing that you're going to get this international break to get the legs right, to get those guys firing. The thing is, you've got to find some momentum. I think you've got four games left. Three of them are at home. This is a good chance to, you know, whatever's happened over the last month, you know, put it behind you and, you know, go into the playoffs strong. And I think that they're going to need to do that. Otherwise, the conversation around Austin FC is going to be, oh boy, they just, you know, they let Dallas take the number two seed and they've got no momentum whatsoever. And the tenor around that first home playoff game is going to be a lot different than it could have been, or that, you know, you might say it should have been.
Well, you're not lying. It's the way you enter the playoffs, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks ago when everything's rolling, I said to myself, and I did say on this show, that it's really, you know, I'm fast forward thinking here about how you're going to enter the playoffs, because over all my years of covering this league since its inception, the way you enter the playoffs is so important. You know, you can have a subpar or an average season, but if you enter the playoffs in the right place, you can make a run and win an MLS Cup, and it's happened many times. So that's going to be the big thing, but I think you're striking of a balance and getting there. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Chris? I thank you very much as always for coming on.
No, I think that, Glenn, it's always fun to talk. It's, you know, I think it's been a little less fun, you know, with this team over the last, you know, 4 or 5, you know, the last few weeks, other than the LAFC result. I just think that when you look at the big picture of this Austin FC team, this Austin FC season, you know, these next four weeks are going to be the tell, but, you hit on it just then. It's a remarkable season, no matter how you slice it. They're in a negative moment right now. I think they've got a chance to pull themselves out of it. And no matter what, Q2 Stadium is going to be rocking for, you know, what should be the first home playoff game in club history. And, you know, I think it's been really fun to have people like you along on the ride. It's been fun for me to be,
100%.
Following this team and just seeing the growth of the sport, which is what, you know, I think you and I have definitely a passion for, is just seeing, you know, new people become interested. And that's certainly what's happened in Austin over this year. So hopefully you've got a few listeners. Hopefully I got a few new subscribers. And at the end of the day, hopefully we got a bigger soccer community. I think that's happening in our state. And that's been really fun to see.
Great way to end it. We'll end it on that. By the way, Real Salt Lake and Nashville, turn this thing around before the international break. Josh Wolf is going to have to do some good managing now to get these guys back on track at the right time. And by the way, it's back home at Q2 Stadium against RSL. Chris, thank you as always for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure, Glenn. Be safe, and hopefully we'll see you down the road.
All right, so that does it for Soccer Matters here tonight on ESPN 97.5. As we head out, I want to thank Advantage BMW in Midtown. You seek performance, you will find luxury at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get in there, you'll experience premier service that's tailored to you. That's what you expect at Advantage BMW. Excellence there is not just offered, it is expected. You get the expert sales team on board with you. They will help you find the perfect new certified, pre-owned, or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special. Discover your hometown Advantage. San Jacinto and Gray. It's Advantage BMW in Midtown. Now, that's in Midtown. You go down there, you see Justin, you see Steven, or you go to AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Advantage BMW in Midtown. As always, our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com in Houston, DaspitLawAustin.com in Austin, Texas. Any type of accident you get in, John and his firm are going to represent you. It's a nervy time, but you will get that attention that you will need. You call the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT in Houston, 713-322-HURT in Houston. They're bilingual, DaspitLaw.com. All right, get the podcast of this show at ESPN975.com. You want to catch the Austin show, which has different content. It's hornfm.com. As always, two great producers and two good markets. Ty Henderson in Austin on the horn, and here in Houston, the one and only, the number one Arsenal fan in the world, he is Andrew Carlson. A big thank you to Andrew, and also one of our big men, Guillermo, as well, for all his support. Okay, we'll do it again next Tuesday night. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. I'm Glenn Davis, out.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.